Hello everyone. Today I want to reflect on two insightful resources from our recent readings on digital technologies and their implications for teaching and learning. The first resource is Three Generations of Distance Education Pedagogy by Anderson and Drawn in 2011. And the second is The Critical Pedagogy in Online Environments as Third Space by Caritas and Friend in 2014. Now, Anderson and Drawn investigate the development of distance education over three pedagogical generations. And that is the cognitivist, behaviorist, the social constructivist, and the connectivist. They contend that each generation has distinct viewpoints on the roles of cognitive, social, and teaching presence in the learning process. The core assumption is that as technology advances, so must pedagogical techniques, ensuring that they remain relevant and successful in promoting students' engagement and learning. Now, Caritas and Friend, on the other hand, investigates critical pedagogy in online spaces, coining the term third space. They argue that online learning environments can either perpetuate social inequalities or provide forms for critical dialogue and transformative learning. Their key point is that educators should use online platforms to question dominant narratives and promote social justice through critical conversations and participatory activities. I agree with Anderson and Drawn when they say that instructional techniques are constantly developing. In my own experience, adopting modern technologies without accompanying updates to teaching approaches might result in disengagement and unsatisfactory learning outcomes. For example, just converting traditional lectures to video formats sometimes fails to maximize the interactive potential of online platforms. In contrast, I strongly agree with Caritas and Friends' advocacy for critical pedagogy. Their concept of third space is especially appealing. It emphasizes the importance of providing secure, inclusive online spaces in which students must engage critically with both content and one another. This is especially important in my setting, as we have a varied student body from various cultural backgrounds and experiences. Reflecting on those resources, I see obvious applications in my own educational situation. For example, in my teaching experience and also my learning experience, I've seen that we frequently rely extensively on didactic teaching approaches, even in online courses. Integrating Anderson and Drawn's connectivist ideas could lead to more dynamic and engaging learning opportunities. This could be accomplished by utilizing social media technologies, online forums, and collaborative projects that promote student involvement and knowledge development. Now, according to Caritas and Friend, the concept of using online environments to foster critical thinking and social justice is extremely relevant. We could accomplish this by establishing discussion forums where students can investigate and challenge societal issues relevant to their subjects of study, just as this course has given us the platform to do so. Facilitating critical discussions can help students become more introspective and socially conscientious professionals. Based on what I've learned from these readings, I have a few suggestions. The first one is we could engage in professional development to help everyone better comprehend and implement these sophisticated instructional approaches. This includes instruction on how to successfully use technology to promote engagement and collaboration. Secondly, we could adopt our online courses to allow for greater critical dialogue and collaborative learning. This could entail incorporating tools for synchronous and asynchronous discussions, as well as projects, and encourage them to collaborate and reflect on real-world problems. Finally, we must provide a supportive infrastructure that fosters experimentation and innovation in teaching approaches. By cultivating a culture of continual improvement and critical reflection, we can ensure that our educational practices are dynamic and sensitive to our students' needs. Thank you for listening to my reflections. I hope these thoughts and recommendations encourage you to consider how we may better use technology to improve our teachings and learning settings. Let us continue to work towards educational practice that are not just productive, but also equitable and revolutionary. Thank you.